Let's turn to politics now. In western New York State, the 26th congressional district was considered a very safe Republican seat. But yesterday, Democrat Kathy Hochul pulled off a big upset, defeating two other candidates, one a Republican, the other from the Tea Party. The campaign was dominated by a debate on the Republican plan to revamp Medicare, and the race received a lot of national attention and had a large turnout for a special election. Outside money groups filled the airwaves with negative advertising in what's seen as a preview for the big budget campaigns we can expect in the 2012 elections. NPR's Peter Overby reports on where the money came from.
These outside money groups are separate from the national parties, never mind that they're run by former party operatives. They're also untethered from contribution limits when they raise money. In New York 26 this spring, non-candidate spending totaled $2.25 million. The outside money groups easily overshadowed the national party committees, and 87% of the spending was negative. Pro-Republican groups pounded Democrat Kathy Hochul, pro-Democratic groups hammered Republican Jane Corwin, and both sides wailed away at Tea Party candidate Jack Davis. Bill Allison is editorial director at the Sunlight Foundation, which tracked the outside money.
You know, this is the first contest of 2012, and it's drawing a lot of interest from a lot of those players who are going to be key as we go through the 2012 election season.
And that meant they used New York 26 to update their tactics. Take American Crossroads, a conservative powerhouse in the 2010 campaigns. Its spokesman, Jonathan Coleggio, said that even in this staunchly Republican district, this special election wouldn't be a repeat of 2010.
When any Republican, anyone with an R next to his name and a pulse, could have won an election, that same type of environment does not exist right now, and it won't exist in 2012.
So American Crossroads tried to sidestep the negative effects of the House Republicans' proposal to change Medicare. In its final ad campaign, it gave the election a local spin.
Everyone knows high New York taxes cost us jobs, but not Kathy Hochul. In 13 years on the Hamburg Town Board, Hochul voted to raise property taxes not once, not twice, but 11 times.
Campaigns nowadays are also about technology, as Coleggio noted.
We engaged in some targeted web advertising by zip code that we're experimenting with, and you know, the results of those tactics will be seen once we get all the metrics back after the election.
And another pro-Republican group, American Action Network, augmented its traditional ground war efforts on Monday by spending $2,000 for a Facebook ad. As for Democrats, in 2010 they attacked the pro-Republican groups as conduits for corrupt big contributions. That didn't work. So now Democratic operatives have three outside money groups of their own, such as House Majority PAC. Director Alexandra Lapp said they started late in the 26th, but still.
Once we got on the air in each of the media ads, we actually matched Crossroads dollar for dollar.
In its final ad, House Majority PAC hit Republican Corwin on national, not local issues, and not just Medicare.
While Corwin's plan would essentially end Medicare, it increases the debt by giving tax breaks to big oil and millionaires.
To Bill Allison at the Sunlight Foundation, all of this looks a lot like the so-called soft money era of the 1990s. That was when the National Party Committee solicited seven-figure checks from corporations, unions, and the wealthy.
It's just that it's not going to the political parties, it's going to these outside groups that are run by people who used to run the political parties.
The 1990s soft money was outlawed by the McCain-Feingold law. This year, no such legislation is in the offing, and some of the outside money groups are building budgets in excess of $100 million. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.